Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, also known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me. If this is your first time seeing my face, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder, and the point of my entire platform is to bring awareness to this disorder, get more people into therapy, and in the process of doing all of that, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how a narcissist will hoover you even after they discard you. You heard me correctly. A narcissist will sometimes hoover you even after they are the ones that perform the discard. They are the ones that break up with you. They are the ones that ghost you and They are the ones that disconnect from you. And if you don't know what hoover is, you know, hoover means to suck you back into the relationship like a vacuum cleaner, the Hoover vacuum cleaner. It wasn't a dust chunk that got caught in the vacuum cleaner. It was an empath. You know what I mean? The narcissistic hoover sucks up empaths, codependents, other narcissists, borderlines, everything. You know what I mean? But that's typically how it goes, though. So when a narcissist discards you, sometimes for somebody else, they will continuously try to keep you on the hook by hoovering you in, by consistently trying to remain your friend. Hey, I know things didn't work out between us, but maybe, just maybe, we can be friends. Maybe, just maybe, we can remain in each other's lives in a lesser capacity. Maybe not in a relationship, maybe an FWB relationship, a friends with benefits. But hey, you moved on with somebody else. I know I have, but you know, me and you never struggled in that department. It was always great in that department, wasn't it? So we can just keep doing that and not have to. I think our struggle was living together and being together. Why can't we just, you know, why can't we just live apart? I date somebody else, you don't, and let's be FWBs. Hey, why can't I date anybody else but you can? Because this how it has to be sometimes. You know what I mean? Yeah, so they will. This is literally to keep you on the hook. A narcissist will hoover you in, will talk trash about the new supply sometimes, like literally talk trash to you about the new person. Like, I can't believe I left you for this person. Like, what was I thinking, Claire? What was I thinking? I could have left. I shouldn't have left you. I shouldn't have left. I'm so unhappy now. They don't treat me like you do. They don't cook like you do. They don't clean like you do. They don't do anything like you do. Well, are you going to leave them? No, I'm not going to leave them because it's still early. I'm going to give them a chance. But, you know, what do you got going on? Have you moved on yet? I hope not. You mean, keep the door open for me just in case. Boom, got you on the hook. Down talks the next person. Makes you feel like it wasn't your fault a little bit there. But keeps you from moving on. Because, crazily, I know it's going to sound crazy, but even though the narcissist will discard you for a new supply, they don't want to see you move on with anybody else. They want you to still remain single, by yourself, lonely, so as a backup plan. Just in case this new supply doesn't work out and tolerate the stuff that you tolerated and do more than what you did, guess what? If I successfully keep you on the hook, I can go back to you. No harm, no foul. That's why sometimes when you're dealing with a narcissist, like, we'll hide the new supply. You want to know the new supply exists. You just think we broke up and I'm living by myself now. And you suspect there's a new supply. You suspect there's somebody else. You suspect it. You suspect somebody else is in the picture. My voice cracking. You suspect that somebody else is in the picture, but you can't prove it. What Denzel say? It's not what you know. It's what you can prove. So if you can't prove it, then what? You don't know there's a new supply. So sometimes the narcissist will hide the new supply also to keep you on the hook for a longer period of time to make you think that reconciliation is possible between us two, between you two, between the two of you. You know, And that's how it goes sometimes. You get caught up in that cycle where you, like, sometimes you end up going from being the main person in the narcissist's life, the main dude, the main woman, to being the side chick or the side dude. It is in a smooth transition. And sometimes you won't even know it because the narcissist hides the new supply so well. You know what I mean? They don't live in the same city. They like it's a long distance new supply. Maybe not as long a distance as you're thinking, but like maybe an hour away, hour and a half away. So they're not like our lives are not intertwined so much. Like they live an hour and a half away. It would take them an hour and a half to get here. We have to meet 45 minutes in the middle for a car romp or something like that. You know what I mean?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get some car cheeks, or to get your cheeks clapped in the car. You know what I mean? That's how it goes right there. That's literally how it goes. That's why I said sometimes if a narcissist discards you, and sometimes it's not even you. Like they're discarded, they'll discard you because it's not because this is what I say right here. I know I'm getting my words mixed up a little bit right now, but let me deep breath. Okay, I know you heard the term before: the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. Sometimes the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. With a narcissist, it's not about there being greener grass. It's just the fact that it's different grass. Maybe this grass grows at a different rate. Maybe this grass, I have to water less. Maybe this grass is a different, you know, different type. Maybe this grass will treat me differently. Maybe this grass will give me a little bit more curb appeal. Stuff like that. I know you get the analogies that I'm making and the terminology that I'm saying. But it's just not greener grass. It's just different grass and stuff like that. Maybe I have to put less effort into this grass right here. And they like to come and they like to keep you on the hook, to hoover you back in. It's like still pretend that you're in a relationship. Maybe, look, let's just separate for a little while. Let's just take a little break. Because narcissists love the path of least resistance. Literally, the path of least resistance. I know people are like, what is the path of least resistance? It's like, if a stream has the choice of going uphill and downhill, where is it going to go? It's going to go downhill because the path of least resistance. No matter if there's rocks and stuff like that, it can't go uphill. So it has to go downhill against the path of least resistance. You are the path of least resistance. The old supply for a narcissist tend to be the path of least resistance. Like, there's familiarity there. Like, I can go back there. You know me. I know you. So it's not that hard to become reacclimated to each other, as opposed to moving on to a new person where I got to learn their tics, I got to love bond them, I got to do all this other stuff. I come back to you, I can just hit you with a little love bomb, lie to you a couple times, I'm back in there. You mean, because especially if the breakup or discard was abrupt and terrible, you're going to be stuck on edge anyway. You waiting for me to come back. You always on the hook anyway. And especially... if you know what a narcissist is, you've done research on narcissists, I wouldn't even hoover you. I'd let you reverse hoover yourself. I wouldn't even talk to you no more. I'll discard you and disappear on you and let you be the one to reach out. Even if I have a new supply, the fact that you reached out means that I'm still in your mind and I can come back and get you. So if a person ghosts you for weeks or months at a time or disappears on you for weeks or months at a time and you reach out to them, it just lets the person know, the narcissist or not, toxic person or not, it just lets them know that they are still on your mind and that we are still a possibility. Path of least resistance. I can come back there easier than I can go over here. It'll take a lot less work for me to put in to get you back than it will take me to start a new relationship and have to start lying and doing all this other stuff. You understand what I'm saying? So yeah, the path of least resistance works. And I know y'all see me holding this mic up. I have a new mic coming. The setup is here. Sadly, my Blue Yeti mic broke. So I'm using this, my son's blue snowball that I got him for Christmas. He doesn't use this little ungrateful. But I'm using it anyway. It's actually got a pretty good sound quality. But I truly appreciate that, y'all. But like I said, narcissists will hoover you even if they are the ones that discard you. And hopefully I provided y'all enough context and enough reasoning behind why they will do that in this video. But anyways, y'all, I'm super thankful for every single one of y'all. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all, like the likes, subscriptions, the good reviews on my Apple Music and Spotify. I'm truly thankful. I'm blessed. Hit 900,000 on TikTok today, which is incredible. We're closing in on 1 million. And the fact that I have nearly 1 million subscribers, to me, says a lot. It says a lot. It's kind of like, yeah, do I like having 1 million subscribers? Do I like having 900,000 followers? Yes. But the fact that I have 900,000 followers is also an issue, because that just shows how many people are dealing with narcissists in their lives. You mean how many people are possibly dealing with narcissistic abuse or think that they're, you know, victims of it currently? So it's a problem. So don't let yourself get hoovered. Don't reverse hoover yourself. Don't hoover yourself. Be strong. Stay the course. Take your power back. We've taken our power back all 2021. Anyways, y'all, stay blessed. I'm truly thankful for y'all. Like and subscribe if you haven't. Mental Hinders got to be out again. Peace.